Bathsheba lowered her eyes a moment to her brother, then raised them. She felt her cheek was aflame, but knew that such honour as this might never again come her way. She might one day be revered as her mother was, for being the lady of a hall. But a claim such as this was a warrior's portion, and she had won it. Her brother's words, the cheers of her folk, wholly filled her. She let herself look out at all those before her. Her mother's eyes beamed, and she held her hands clasped, as if in grateful thanksgiving. Sidroc was grinning at her in open approval. Asberg was holding his silver cup to her in salute. She returned to her table. Harald looked as if he might gesture the serving folk forward, but the men of Four Stones wanted more. "Sidroc! Sidroc!" they called. He rose, raising his hands to them, and they howled their welcome, stamping and cheering.
"I tell you what I told my son. I came to see that Four Stones was in certain and steady hands. All of us have proof that this is so."
He let his eye move about the place.
"The men and women of Four Stones are like none other. I return to Gotland, secure in that knowledge."